Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're talking about CERT. What is CERT? C-E-R-T. It's Community Emergency Response Team, and we're talking about a free event on Saturday, September 29th in Warrenton. It's a disaster preparedness event. So important. We live in an area where any kind of disaster could happen anywhere, and learning how to take care of ourselves is so important. Today in the studio, I have Sylvia Stevens. Sylvia is an event coordinator. She is the event coordinator, really, for the disaster preparedness event happening in Warrenton on Saturday, September 29th. And she's also a leader of the CERT, Community Emergency Response Team in Warrenton. Hi, Sylvia. So glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. And also in the studio, we have John Glenn. John lives in Warrenton. He is also with the CERT in Warrenton. Hi, John. Happy to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And before we talk about the Community Emergency Response Team, which we'll just say CERT because that's kind of a mouthful.
Yes.
There's a training coming up. It's a free training, November 16, 17, 18. We'll talk more about that on the show. And again, what you want to put on your calendar is Saturday, September 29th in Warrenton from 9 to 4 with free lunch. So we'll learn more about that later. But right now, let's learn about our guests. So Sylvia, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
I'm a retired state employee. I worked for DMV. I was the wonderful person that got in the car with the teenager, stood by the motorcyclist, or climbed in the semi to have you prove to me and to the state that you knew what you were doing.
Oh, my gosh. What did you – take, like, a homeopathic rescue remedy or something? Like, how did you stay calm with that situation?
It's the way you positioned your body. Also, if the driver was really bad – you made a series of right turns, so you were always on the inside and they were on the outside.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Did you? Well, so did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes. It was a lot of fun.
And did most people pass?
Yes, most people passed, though I did have some. Well, let's put it this way. If you wanted to fail, you were 16 years old. You were having a birthday party that night. You told all your friends you were doing. You practiced in your mama's Honda, but your father lent you his Spider to use for the drive test.
And you'd never driven the Spider.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It was. That's a total disaster. If you're going to take a drive test, take the drive test in the car you were practicing in.
Okay. Good advice. Yes, indeed. All right. And so you did that for many years.
Yes, I did.
And where were you living at the time?
Let's see. Because I worked for the state, I've been all over the state, from Coos Bay to Portland to Astoria. So Astoria was my last assignment.
Right. And now you live in Warrenton.
I live in Hammond.
That's very different. All right, what's the difference between Warrenton and Hammond for listeners who may not know?
Zip code. That's about it.
Okay. That's perfect. And we'll come back to you because we want to hear more. So you've lived here for a very long time now.
Since 95.
Since 95. Wow. Okay. And we'll find out why you decided that you wanted to get involved in CERT after we talk to John a little bit here.
Okay.
John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was a career Coast Guard member. I spent 29 years in the Coast Guard, most of it as a pilot, helicopter pilot. And came here originally in 1976 from Alaska, spent 5 years here, and then went back to Alaska. When I retired from the Coast Guard in 94, we had a house here that we had rented out while we were gone.
So you bought a house in 1976 when you first were stationed here?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And you kept the house, rented out.
Well, 1980, the market was 12% for a loan, and I actually got 16% interest on a 90-day CD.
Oh, my gosh.
So the economy wasn't real good about a good time to sell a house.
Okay.
So we ended up keeping it. Came back in 94 to sell the house, moved back to Alaska, and ended up staying here. So it's just kind of like Alaska with roads.
Alaska with roads. Okay, I like that. And also, you said something interesting, which I thought the listeners might enjoy, which is when you and your wife were moving, you were flying helicopters for the Coast Guard all over the United States and many, many, many places. And so then when you decided where you wanted to retire, you loved all the places. And so how did you make the decision that you wanted to be here?
Well, we never had a bad place that we were stationed. The people were good. it was always something that was really nice. When we were in Florida, of course, it was the beaches and the food and the people. And those are the three things that usually accompany a Coast Guard tour. Since we're normally in recreational areas, we've got beaches of some sort and people and the food of that culture. Anyway, we enjoyed every one of them, so we had to reverse engineer our retirement and where we did not want to be. And that included hurricanes, tornadoes, large snakes and bugs, which kind of ruled out Florida and North Carolina and those places. So since we had a house here, that kind of made it a little bit easier.
Right. And at that time, which was so interesting, in 1994, right?
Correct.
You weren't hearing about tsunamis here.
No. No. We experienced actually three earthquakes here in two, one in the 70s and two in the 90s. Two in the 70s and one in the 90s. But we didn't know how to spell Cascadia Fault. You never knew what that was. Those people in California were in danger from the San Andreas Fault, but we were safe in our nice green Northwest up here.
And that changed, though, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So, and that's actually as a result of, we were talking just earlier about
the article from the New York Times magazine, or the newspaper, but two and a half years ago.
Which really put the focus on the Cascadia subduction zone.
Very much so.
Yep. And suddenly everybody's talking about tsunamis. And although I don't know if the tsunami signs in this area and the Columbia Pacific region have been up for a very long time. I don't know.
No, they're just being put up now.
Really? Okay. So they weren't here for a long time
right.
before. So John moved here thinking, now this place doesn't have bugs, snakes. It doesn't have all these hurricanes, tornadoes. However, now we're in a tsunami area, so we need to know about that. So both of you have lived here then for quite a long time, 94 and 95. And what made you decide that you wanted to take this CERT training? And we'll talk about what that CERT training is. You can start talking about it right now. What is the training and why did you each want to do it?
Well, I wanted to do it because I went to almost every one of the FEMA presentations. I went to the Astoria, the Warrenton, the Seaside, and the Cannon Beach one, and listened to their presentations to see if people were getting different information. And it was, I have to give those people a lot of credit. They told it like it was, even though people didn't want to hear that. And it kind of just sparked us. We've always lived in an emergency preparedness community in the Coast Guard, watching other people
right.
making mistakes. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things that I always remember was coming up to a boat that was sinking and nobody having a life jacket on. And the mentality seemed to be, as long as I don't have to put this life jacket on, we're okay. And even though the water's up around their ankles, if we don't put the life jacket on, we're okay. The Coast Guard had to get very aggressive about this, and I won't say forcing people to put their life jackets on, but get your survival gear on. And unfortunately, that's the mentality of a lot of people. It's, if I don't think about this, it won't happen.
Mm.
Well, the FEMA presentations got my wife and I thinking about it, and I looked around for different things to do, and even though we don't live in Warrenton, we actually live out at Cullaby Lake, the CERT program gave me an opportunity to resharpen old skills, some first aid skills, and learn.
And the CERT program, which is, again, Community Emergency Response Team, is a training. It's a free training. The program itself was established first by the Los Angeles Fire Department in 1985, right?
Right. That's correct.
And then, so it was a consistent nationwide approach to training volunteers to deal with emergencies of any type.
Yes, that is correct.
And so then on the North Coast here, we have a CERT team here in Astoria, and we have, the Warrenton CERT team, we are both members of that, is the most active
yes,
CERT.
Yes, we are small, but we are active.
Small but mighty and active. Warrenton, yes. And so what made you decide that you needed to be a trained emergency responder?
It is my nature to help. And how can you help if you don't have the tools? So I looked around and heard about CERT. Only at the time I was looking around, there wasn't any CERT training. So I drove to the top of Pacific County. It's about a 2-hour drive with my uncle, and we did the training up there. in that case, took the training, came back home. There was nothing. So, okay, let's get something going in Warrington. So that's how things started.
Oh, and that was about 5 years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and actually, Joanne Rideout's here in the studio, and she and I did participate in a CERT training. Gosh, I don't know. We don't remember how many years ago. Possibly 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it was here in Astoria through
yes.
the fire department, and it was really. I mean, I think the thing for people, because all this disaster preparedness is really scary, it was really fun, because you learn something interesting every time. Like how to put out a fire with a fire extinguisher, how to not make, one of the great things about the training was how to not make things worse if you're trying to help. Because right. you can go in as an emergency helper and harm people. So I thought one of the most interesting ones that we did was how to go into a collapsed building and get a person out who's trapped under rubble. That was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought the training was really interesting and fun, and it's free, and what a great thing.
Right. You know,
it is.
A couple of things to point out. Yes, there is CERT training, and yes, you need to go through it, but you don't have to join CERT afterwards. This is for you, for your family. They teach you that you need to take care of yourself first, because if you don't take care of yourself first, then you're no good for your family and you're no good for your neighborhood. But once you have that training, then you know what to do and what to have and where to go.
Exactly. So, which actually Joanne and I did do that training many years ago. And however, I'm not part of the CERT team here in Astoria. I did that for my own self. However, you all took it further and you said, you have a small but mighty CERT team in Warrington.
Right.
However, this training is available, and it's coming up. I would put this on your calendar right now, November 16, 17, 18 at Camp Kawanalong in Warrington. It's a 21-hour course. It's over the weekend. The one that Joanne and I did was like one night for 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something. This is great because it's a full weekend and you get all the information you need. And once you're trained, then you will know what to do for yourself and your family in an emergency, any kind of emergency, right?
Yes, that is true. We're not talking just tsunamis. We're talking fires. We're talking floods. We're talking landslides. Get ready for those, because that's more likely to happen than the earthquake.
Exactly. So this training is open to everyone and families. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know what the age. I think don't you have to be 18 or something in order to take this? I'm not positive.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's something we should find out.
I'd like to have them call Tiffany at the EOC.
Okay.
And sign up for it. I think the phone number is
okay,
on the
right.
flyer.
So if you are interested in this, you can put CERT training Astoria, and this will come right up if you want to Google it. Or you can call Tiffany at Clatsop County, which is 503-325-8645, and we will. I will leave this information at the station also. So the CERT training is what enabled the two of you to then take it further and say, let's create a team in Warrington.
Right.
And, hey, let's put on this event.
Well, let's back up. We need to tell our neighbors about CERT. We need to hand out the packets that we're doing. We're slowly working our way upstream, letting everyone know this is what you need to do, this is what you need to have. And the packets most of them are from FEMA, though we also have a few Red Cross packets in there, too.
Well, that's great. And right now, Sylvia just gave me a packet, which the Warrington CERT is handing out all over the Warrington area.
Yes.
And in this, it has so much information. It's terrific. So good for you. You're educating the public. And then that led to your saying, you know, putting these packets out is great, but let's do a one-day event.
Right.
Let's have a disaster preparedness event, and that's what we're going to be talking about in the next part of the program. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, I'm talking with Sylvia Stevens and John Glenn. They are both members of the Community Emergency Response Team in Warrington, Oregon. They're very active. They're really getting information out to people about what to do in a disaster. And to that end, they have organized and arranged a disaster preparedness event on Saturday, September 29th from 9 to 4 in Warrington. And it's at the Warrington Community Center, and it's completely free, and lunch is even provided.
Correct.
How did this come to be, and what is going to be happening at this event?
Well, the last 2 years, I've attended the Gerhardt 2-hour event. and it was very informative. And I kept thinking, why isn't Warrington doing something like this? So I basically took the bull by the horns and said, okay, we're doing this. And started lining up speakers and getting the police chief involved, getting the city of Warrington involved. And now the Warrington Fire Department is involved, getting Northwest Natural involved. And you can see with the list there, all the speakers that we've got.
Right. So essentially, the speakers are going to discuss and at this event on the 29th in Warrington, how to take care of your pets, how to communicate when the phones and internet are down, what to expect from your employees, where to go, what to do, what to have on hand before the disaster. I know that actually... last year, and maybe every year, Costco was selling emergency preparedness backpacks. Mm-hmm. How do you all feel about those? Are those?
Yeah, anything. Yeah?
Anything to have on hand. Just grab a backpack. That could be a great Christmas gift for this year. Just mm-hmm. get somebody an emergency backpack.
John Johnson is going to be talking about backpacks for kids. Kids need something, too. Kids, unfortunately, don't always stay with their parents. They take off in the opposite direction. And they need some kind of emergency, something or other on their back. A little food, maybe a couple pair of socks.
Okay, Jason, so that's really good. So the day begins, like at 9 o'clock, Tiffany Brown, who's the Clatsop Emergency Manager, will talk about everything that is going to happen that day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you have a presentation from Northwest Natural from 9:40 to 10.
She's just going to be a short one because she's going to be outside cooking lunch. So just basically bring her in and introducing her and saying, if you have questions, go out and talk with her.
Well, what a great partner Northwest Natural is that they're providing a free lunch to anybody who shows up.
Right.
And it's free. And nobody has to sign up for this. They just show up at the Warren Community Center on Saturday, September 29th. And then Kathleen Gleaves is going to give a little presentation from 10 to 10:30 on the impact on businesses.
Exactly. I mean, you have a business, something bad happens, and you're expecting your employees to be there? No, they're home taking care of their family. So what are you going to do?
Ah, that's right. I hadn't thought about that. How's the business going to function? Then from 11:15 to 11:45, I skipped over. So 10:45 to 11:15, you've got Chief Matt Workman, who's with the Warrington Police Department.
Right. Craig, all of a sudden forgot Craig's last name. Anyway, we were giving a talk a couple of years ago to some senior luncheon, and we had one older gentleman who said, I'm going to call 911. We kept saying, no, that's not going to work. Oh, I'm going to call. No, that's not going to work. He didn't realize phones are going to be jammed. There's no way he's going to be able to get through. Climbing in a car, that's not going to happen either. So the whole point is, what are you going to do?
Exactly. What are you going to do? Then 11:45 to 12:30, a free lunch provided by Northwest Natural.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Northwest Natural getting so involved? I mean, that's terrific that they are, but what is their impetus, do you think?
I don't know. It's being led by Teresa Brownlee, and I don't know if this is her bailiwick that she does for the entire state, but we just said, Teresa, can you give us lunch? Oh, yeah, I can do this.
That's
and
wonderful.
She wants to know, well, how many are going to show up? Well, I said, I hope at least 100. And Warrington Councilman Rick Newton said, let's go for 400. I have no idea how many are going to show up.
Well, the Warrington Community Center can accommodate everyone. So we hope everyone who's listening to this program will tell people and will show up that day. After lunch, there will be a report from Bob Johnston on a seismic retrofit.
Yes. What are you going to do about your house? Is it going to be standing still? It hasn't been attached to the foundation. Mm. Is it just sitting on sand? We may have a problem there.
So the more knowledge you have, the better you can respond to an emergency. Then at 1:30, Dr. Danielle Davis will talk about taking care of pets in stress.
Yes.
Because we don't think about that. But in an emergency, what is going to happen? Are dogs and cats going to run away? How can we calm them? What can we do? What should we have on hand for them?
Mm-hmm. The Red Cross found out of 100 people being rescued, 75 will not leave because they are not leaving their pets. So what are you going to do?
That's right. Family. They're family. I have to say this because I think we have 30 seconds where I can say this, which is not completely related, although anxiety in pets apparently is increasing because of our cell phones, because of all the little dings and bings and buzzes that it creates high stress because of the range, you know, in which, I mean, mm-hmm. their listening, their hearing skills are, oh. So anyway, just be thoughtful about your cell phones and all of the little alerts you're getting and the effect it has on your dog. Okay, then we have at 2:15, Jason Johnson from Tonquin Trading is going to talk about backpacks for kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Okay.
And you missed the one for Don Hilgartner.
Oh, whoops, did I? Oh, very important because Don's a good friend of our station here. He's a ham radio operator, and shout out to Terry Wilson, who introduced me to Don. And both Joanne and I got our ham radio licenses, and Don is just a wonderful guy. So Don's going to be talking about communication from 11:15 to 11:45.
Mm-hmm.
When things don't work, ham radios do work.
Absolutely.
That's what, when we had our disaster here, that's what, right, Joanne? That's, yeah. And then to end the day at 2:45, it looks like Jenny Carver is going to be talking. She's from the American Red Cross, so
right.
she will know a lot about what happens
right,
in
exactly.
emergencies. Yeah.
The police chief is now collecting prizes, and we need to decide if we're going to give the prizes throughout the whole day or save it for the end of the day. That hasn't been decided
okay.
yet.
Okay. So what a win-win for everybody, because we as you said before, John, sometimes we just don't want to hear. However, then we're not prepared when something happens. Better to, like, take the umbrella. If there are some dark clouds, at least you have the umbrella. But if you don't take the umbrella, then you could get drenched. So think about, like, what you can learn so that will help you when something happens, because eventually things do happen.
All you have to do is think about 2007 and a storm had nothing to do with tsunamis or earthquakes or anything. And some people spend up to 2 weeks without power. We were 4 days out at Cullaby Lake without power from that storm. And since then, my wife and I have both got our ham licenses. And put a little bit aside. Just, you don't have to panic and you don't have to think that the world is coming to an end. Just think about the rest of your family and think about what would make you comfortable. And I've said this before, and I said, if you want to figure out how comfortable you're going to be, just as you're getting ready to get into bed at night, walk out on your back deck and think about spending the rest of the night on your back deck dressed the way you are. How would you survive for that evening?
Oh, my gosh.
And if something happened at that particular moment, would you be prepared? Or would it be a very uncomfortable evening?
Which means you want to have that backpack ready to go with you, which has some flannel, which has some cozy clothes in it or something, so you don't just have your PJs.
We put together just a big blue tub, and I keep it next to an outside wall in the garage, so if the house is damaged, maybe we can dig it out. I'm a bug magnet. If there's a mosquito within 50 miles, it'll run me down and bite me. My daughter and I are. My wife and my son aren't. They can walk through a house full of mosquitoes and never get bit. In there, I wear shorts all the time, but in my emergency kit, I've got long pants and rain gear and 3 packages of bug repellent. And think about just spending the night on your deck if that's where you had to spend your night.
Mm-hmm.
We've also adopted a half tank rule. Anytime either one of the vehicles gets to a half a tank, we put gas in it. If you remember, in 2007, gas wasn't available. You may be sleeping. That may be your bed for the next few nights. And even if it's only 2 nights, and it happens to be in January, and it's cold, and you have to run the thing to keep warm, looking at that gas gauge under a quarter when you get in there the first night might be a little bit of a shock.
Oh, that's
just
a good
little
tip.
Little things. You don't,
yes.
You don't have to become a prepper and line your bed frame with canned goods.
You know, when Donna and I were taking this class, one thing that I remember that's just one of those small details, we were taking the CERT class, was that the people told us to keep a pair of shoes by your bed because if there was an earthquake, there could be shattered glass, there could be anything on the floor. And I always remember that, one of those little tiny things, just keep some slippers or something so that you wouldn't have to walk on the
barefoot.
Floor in barefoot.
Oh, that's
so
true.
You know,
mm-hmm. Such important tips.
Mm-hmm. John, do you happen to have 2 pairs of socks in your toad also?
I do, and good. I've got
has
socks,
to be 2 pair, not one.
Socks that come up to my knees.
All right, yeah, you're gonna get
and
those
then regular short yes, socks.
Yes, indeed. So we just have a few more minutes left. What and that's such a good tip. I mean, keep your car full of gas. I mean, because then in case something does happen, you're right, you're not going to run out of gas.
Half tank just is our general
when
rule.
When it gets to half tank, then
if
you fill it up.
If it's below that, that's fine. But when it gets down there, it's time to fill it up.
Okay. That's a good rule. Well, any other little tips you want the listening audience to know right this second? Of course, we want them to come on Saturday, September 29th, to Warrington and learn all this good stuff for free and have a great lunch.
I want to reemphasize something that Sylvia said, and that is that CERT is... Let me expand on that just a little bit. CERT is not a law enforcement organization. We are not police officers. We are not firemen. We are not first responders from the medical. What we are is a group of people that, first of all, have a little extra training to take care of ourselves and our family, and secondly, then to look outside to our neighbors who maybe didn't listen to the show and didn't go to the presentation. I went to this whole thing and the idea of never going back again, doing what you guys have done, is get the training, take it home. So I'm the least dependable member of the CERT team for Warrington, because I'm not always available to participate. But the training has helped. It reminds us to just stop and think for a minute. Just put that life jacket on when the water's up around your ankles.
Yes. Oh, my God. And Sylvia, what has CERT training done for you, and what would you like the listening audience to know as we come to the end of the show?
Please call Tiffany, get your name on the CERT training for November. You won't regret it. And now, of course, we'd like you to join us there in Warrington. Our meetings are usually the first Monday of the month at 6 o'clock, City Hall. That's known as a hint. but other... See, Cannon Beach, Gerhardt, Astoria, they have certs also. Go join them and help them. Help yourself, help your family, help your neighbors.
Well, the packet that you're distributing, so you all just are volunteering to put this packet together, this information which is coming from FEMA and other sources, and then you are distributing in Warrington. I mean, that good on you for doing that. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, people aren't, I mean, hopefully the listening audience is going to come out and say, what a great opportunity for me to take this free training and to come to this free disaster preparedness event. Mm-hmm. But if there are people who aren't aware of all this, then putting the packet on the door is a wonderful community service that you all are doing.
That packet has mixed reactions sometimes. I actually had a man scream at me, do not put that on my doorknob. Oh. I do not want to know about this.
I know.
Stood out front and said that. And another gentleman that came out and said, I'm ready. This is a good deal. He says, you see that ladder? And I looked around. There was a ladder leaning against a great big cedar tree. And I says, yep. He says, I'm too old to run. I'm climbing that tree. He had a plan.
Always better to be informed and have a plan than to put your head in the sand, because eventually the sandstorm's coming. So.
Yes, right.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today. Today, my guests have been Sylvia Stevens and John Glenn. They are both members of the Warrington Community Emergency Response Team. They're putting on a free event Saturday, September 29th at the Warrington Community Center. And of course, you can check on the CERT training in November. If people want more information, where should they, if they're driving, let's say, and then they can't write this down, how do they find out more information?
They can call Tiffany at the EOC. Or they can call Warrington City Hall, or they could call me.
Okay. So I'll leave this information at the station in case you are driving. Definitely check into taking that CERT training in November and bringing your children. They need to know, too. There are some very smart 4 and 5-year-olds, Sylvia said earlier. So bring them to the disaster preparedness events. There are prizes. There's a free lunch and all kinds of information you need. Thank you both so much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And thank you, Joanne, for being here today and helping arrange this program. And my gratitude also to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. It's so good for body, mind, and spirit. And then give yourself a compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you and for doing the best you can and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.